the weekend.
Good Day Weekend program continues now, 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. It's time for us to sort of venture into areas that may or may not have been on the top of your mind. Joining us, as has been the case here recently, is Chef Louis DeAngelis, who works on the weekend program with me and also appears with his recipe of the week on the Good Day Monday through Friday program. And we'll actually have an excerpt from that. Louis will talk about his recipe of the week later on in the hour. Right now, he's bringing us into the world of David Pollack. Louis, why don't you tell us about David and how you met him and the significance of the conversation. The two of you have a wonderful sort of way of tag-teaming each other. I've heard you on other radio programs, so this is an opportunity for people to sort of find out about a myriad of things when it comes to health and well-being, it seems.
Well, you know, it's funny, Doug. I met up with David a few years ago, and you and I have always worked on giving our listeners knowledge about what to look for as far as unhealthy or even toxic ingredients in our foods. And when I met David, you know, naturally we started talking about our passions, and as I brought up about food and prepared foods and ingredients, and, you know, David looked at me and he had that smile on his face. He says, "You're preaching to the choir." He says, "We're not only doing that to our bodies inside," he says, "but we're doing it to our bodies outside in even a more dangerous way because the FDA approves of it." And just to show you how dangerous this is, David, you know, let's quiz Doug on what he did this morning, just to show everybody just where we go on this.
You sure you want to ask me that question?
Good morning. A lot of guys sit there and tell me I don't use beauty products and I don't use cosmetics. But I'm going to tell you, what was the first thing you did this morning? Did you shave?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Did you take a shower at least?
Nope.
Oh, come on. Please tell me sometime today you're going to shave and take a shower.
Well, I had a bath last night. I sat in the bathtub.
We'll extend this into last night. Okay. And hopefully you used some sort of antiperspirant.
I did, in fact.
Okay, I'm up to three so far. How about a cologne?
I have creams and stuff that I use that have a fragrance to them, yeah.
But the point is, did you brush your teeth?
I did, twice.
Okay, so add some of these up. I mean, I used a shampoo, a hair conditioner, a body wash, but these are all considered cosmetics, and each one of these, many of the major products that you have in your bathroom right now, are laced with all these toxic and harmful chemicals.
There have been things that I've used over the years that I think perhaps are, when educating myself, not the best. One of the things, as an aside, I remember reading and thinking about a number of years ago, and we're all sensitive about our hairline, especially Louis. I haven't seen yours.
No, he doesn't have a hairline.
He's waving goodbye. So Louis, and I think I have, because I get teased every once in a while by some of the people around me that I have a little thinness over the top of my head. I am fortunate I have a decent head of hair, but I've been told that one of the problems early on for a lot of people, and maybe I was included, is when you use conventional hair soaps, shampoos, and then the things that are rinses, it can plug up the follicles in your hair. Is that right?
Yeah, no, it really does. And that's going to affect us guys as we worry. Well, I got to admit, women are worried about it too. And you're exactly right. It does create a problem as it clogs up the follicles. You're not getting new hair growth. And over time, it does take an effect. It does the same to your skin with the pores. So a lot of people have adult acne even. But even worse are what some of these chemicals are doing when they're absorbed into the body. And that's where I think Louis and I...
For example, you know, that to me was the most frightening was the toothpaste. You know, we use toothpaste. We want it to look good coming out of the tube, so it's white. Right off the bat, that's titanium that's
dioxide.
Added to it.
Yep, titanium dioxide.
Yeah, to make it, it's the same thing as if you were painting your house white and you go to Home Depot to get white paint. They take base and they put titanium oxide in it as a tint to make it white. Well, besides that, there's other carcinogens in toothpaste, right, David?
There is, and most people don't know it, and I challenge everybody. It's not on the tube. Here's the trick of the trade. We put things on the boxes so you throw it away. So the next time you're at the store, before you buy a tube of toothpaste, it's considered cosmetic by the FDA, so that's how they get away with this. But take a look at the ingredients, and you're going to see an ingredient called sodium lauryl sulfate. The ETH is the clue. Lauryl sulfate. And that's a known carcinogen, even listed on the FDA website. as it causes cancer, and yet it's in your toothpaste. It's in many of the other products that we'll talk about, but that's just so alarming to me that we use this, and these companies get away with it.
I think that's an ingredient that's in most of these teeth whitener. Isn't that the stuff that supposedly whitens your teeth? Am I on the right page?
No, sodium lauryl sulfate is actually a foaming agent or cleanser. So it's in your shampoo, it's in your body wash, and it's in your toothpaste.
They get away with it because they have on the box that you do not ingest this product.
No, but you know what it reminds me of? Now you know how bad it was when your mother said she's going to wash your mouth out with soap. She made a lifetime career of it giving you whatever the toothpaste was that you're putting in your mouth. She's been getting at you since you were a kid. What happens is that we select as one of the things that in the advertising world that the advertisers want to get to 25 to 54 year olds is because that's when they're making up their mind on the products that they will use and pretty much stay with for the balance of their life. So if you get people sucked into whatever it is, I remember when I was a kid, you'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent. How many people remember that? Right? Remember that, Louis?
Oh, sure. You know, the sad part about it is they get away with it. The FDA gets away. They turn a blind eye to it, that it's a carcinogenic, because they say, do not ingest it. So they feel, okay, there, I fixed it. But in the meantime, you know, by the time you're 25 to 54, you've used this product two, three times a day for 25 to 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as porous as your tongue is, as porous as your cheeks are inside your mouth, even if it's little tiny micro bits of it, over 30 years, you've got a lot of that in your system.
Right. And actually, you know, the quickest way to get things into your body, we all take pills and let them dissolve in our stomach, but a lot of medicines are actually delivered underneath the tongue is one of the fastest ways. So you can't tell me this toothpaste isn't being absorbed, and I'm not the only one who swallows a little toothpaste every time. I mean, and so we're just talking toothpaste. Imagine all these other products and how you keep using them and layering them. And some of the ingredients, this is why Chef Louis and I have really clicked, a lot of these ingredients we'll talk about are actually even in the foods. So you've got I can't even say a double whammy. I named several skincare products we're talking about, and then you got it in several foods.
I found the solution. From now on, I'm going to wash my hair with toothpaste. That'll fix everything that's wrong. All right, you have questions for David Pollack or Chef Louis DeAngelis. Louis is going to talk about the things that are in food, and you'll hear the similarities. You've heard me say, perhaps on this program and in other circumstances, on the Good Day Weekday program, I talk all the time about the collusion that exists between the big corporate entities, and keep in mind, I'm a capitalist through and through, but some of these big corporations just gotten out of control, and so when it comes like to the FDA, the people in these Procter & Gamble, if you want to use them as an example, make a lot of this stuff. I mean, there's any number of these companies that have volunteered some of their executives to go to work for the government to help them out. So you're being helped by these experts who go over to the FDA and they inveigle their way into the rulemaking and policymaking departments, and they get all the rules changed so that they help their company, and then they've done their service to their country, so they go back to work for P&G or whoever it is. And so what you get is what Louis just suggested. You have no real regulation, and you get a lot of this stuff in there, and they figure they cover themselves by saying, don't ingest it. Well, how do you put anything into your body? Your body's full of pores. No matter what you put into it or on it, it's going to get into your system. Hello? Right? Am I right or wrong?
But no, there is good news, Doug.
up to 60% of ingredients that you put on your skin is being absorbed into your system.
Right. All right, the food angle on this in a moment. Chef Louis DeAngelis here with David Pollack. 800-510-8255. Questions about food and health and beauty products all together here at 16 after on Good Day Weekend.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
800-510-8255. Chef Louis DeAngelis and David Pollack here having a conversation, sort of an educational session about the connection to your health between food and the ingredients in the food and the beauty products or health products you may be using, which contain toxic ingredients as well. So how do we put these two together, Louis?
Well, you know, here let's start off with breakfast. Okay, and this is where David and I have always clicked, you know, as we compare our notes. And this is amazing. Most people shun an egg, you know, in the morning because of the cholesterol. They say, oh, all the advertising about bad cholesterol. But these are the very same people that will go to a fast food place at lunchtime and eat two double cheeseburgers, you know, which has, you know, four times the amount of cholesterol and trans fats and does not help you with minerals and just like an egg would, like with all the great properties of an egg. So I turn around and I was telling David, I said, you know, more people should take an egg in the morning, not necessarily fried, but just take a little pot of water, put some white vinegar in it, get it to a simmer, drop your egg in gently and have a nice poached egg, put it on a half of an English muffin, like a whole grain muffin, and not only does it give you all the minerals and all of the protein that you could possibly use for the whole morning, but it gets rid of that 10:30 in the morning drop down that we always have. You know, all of a sudden, from a sugary breakfast, you know, it lets us down so hard. And it's a good, healthy way to start your day.
All right. I'm telling
David that.
Yeah, hold on just a second. We'll continue this conversation with Chef Louis and David Pollack. That's pretty interesting food for thought here on Good Day Weekend.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hemp HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's 23 after the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. We're trying to bring you a primer here. Chef Louis DeAngelis and David Pollack. The primer is about beauty aids and beauty products and food ingredients, an interesting sort of tag team approach to you understanding what's going on with you in your kitchen and in your bathroom. So Louis was in the middle of bringing up some of the foods that are either good or not. We haven't gotten that far. David, by the way, is a chemist, and that's why he's on top of these beauty products, and he's got actually a pretty interesting line of beauty products. You can go to justaskdavid.com/Doug, justaskdavid.com, promo code Doug, for a book. As a matter of fact, why don't we just, really before you keep going, David, what's the essence of this book?
As we're talking about today, all these different foods and how they work from the inside, I've put together a number of recipes of how we can use things already found in our kitchen and that are natural beauty products. So I call it 101 Recipes for Beauty. And to the listeners today, I just want to give away the book and let them have all these different recipes and have fun making it in a healthy way.
So just go online, justaskdavid.com/Doug. JustAskDavid.com, promo code Doug, for this book, 101 Homemade Beauty Recipes. This will help you out a lot. All right, so Louis, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, you need to write a book that's all about the food from the same perspective that David has written his book about beauty products.
Well, we will be merging one shortly.
Good.
Here we have this wonderful breakfast that makes you feel healthy, makes you feel beautiful. But what about the egg, David, for other purposes besides eating it?
Well, I got to tell you, there's two purposes. I do love eating them, but in skincare, eggs have all kinds of protein, and there's different types of proteins, but these proteins work like crazy to help firm up skin, reduce redness, reduce inflammation, etc. So a lot of people think we can just use the whites or just use the yolks, but the entire egg has all kinds of benefits, and one of the recipes you'll find in my book real quick is what I call Pure Heaven Mask. And it's so simple. You take a tablespoon of yogurt, you take the full egg, and just a tablespoon of honey, and just mix it up really good. And then someone just puts it all over their face and their neck, and just let it sit for about 10, 15 minutes, and then rinse off.
All right, let's go over this. Hold on a second. Let's go over this again. You want them to put egg on what parts of their body?
An egg, a tablespoon of yogurt, and a tablespoon of honey. And mixing it together, they'll put it all over their face.
A raw egg, you want the yolk or white, just egg white? You want everything in the egg?
The entire egg.
Egg, yogurt, and honey?
yogurt and honey. And I know I'm doing this quick. It's in my book.
It's on the face. You put it on your face, your body, your butt. Where do you put it?
You could put it over the whole body, but it's gonna you know, you got a mask, so you're gonna have to spend a little bit more time. But as a quick facial mask, a way to hydrate the skin, a way to reduce inflammation, a way to even help firm up the skin, because the proteins are going to absorb. Honey has all kinds of great benefits, and the probiotics from the yogurt. So here's foods that are great for you internally, you know, as Chef Louis can tell you. But here, from the skin side, from putting it on the outside, just these three simple things that are in everybody's kitchen, you can make your skin look younger and healthier and have a more radiant glow.
Take it right off your face and put it in a frying pan. You're all set.
I'm ready to try it, Doug. Right. I think it'll work for me.
I think anything will work for you, Louis.
These things are very potent, Louis, but I don't think they're that potent.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, that and a chisel, and you'll be all set. All right, so we got a couple of minutes here in which to just tie in the food ingredient to this. Again, the book that we're talking about with David is justaskdavid.com/Doug for the book, 101 Homemade Beauty Recipes. All right, so what about the food stuff you want to sort of conclude with, Louis, in our overview?
My favorite food, milk, whole milk. And, you know, one of the things that people don't realize is that linoleic acid in it, and linoleic acid is such a cell builder, and it's a study by the University of Iowa proved that linoleic acid in milk will help fight skin cancer.
Wow.
It slows down tumor growth, and it's just so much better for you than any other fizzy drink, anything else. But, David, what else can we do with the milk besides drink it?
I got to tell you, this dates back to ancient Egypt and Cleopatra, and Cleopatra was known for her skincare regimens and why she's considered so beautiful. But milk was one of the things she used to use constantly, and milk is rich in proteins, lipids, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, etc. Bottom line is, here's a great body polish. We talked about the face. And yes, you can use this on the face, but more importantly is even the body to get rid of the rough skin, the dead skin cells. Take a quarter cup of granulated sugar, 2 tablespoons of an almond oil or some sort of like a grapeseed oil, olive oil, whatever you choose, 2 tablespoons of whole milk. And then again, just mix them up in the bowl, and then you massage it over the entire body. Use a little bit more pressure on the elbows and the feet to get rid of the rough skin, and rinse it away. And you're going to find all kinds of benefits as it washes away the rough skin, while the nutrients from the proteins and the lipids and the vitamins are all helping nourishing the skin.
All right, so
beauty on the inside and out.
Yeah,
great,
exactly.
And there's incredible information. This probably will not be the last visit that David and Louis have together with us here. The new book, 101 Homemade Beauty Recipes, free to you if you call, if you actually go online to justaskdavid.com/Doug, so they know where you're getting the initial information from. Justaskdavid.com, promo code Doug for 101 Homemade Beauty Recipes, free to you. So you can find out what to put on your face. Eggs, honey, put a little milk on it. And you have breakfast.
How many times have I had egg on my face?
Right? I think with regularity, Louis, and I've joined that club as well. David Pollack, thank you for being here with Chef Louis. We continue with Louis and the Good Day Gang and the recipe of the week next year on Good Day Weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With Chef Louis, or is it Chef Louis trying to find an audience, which is the proper way of referring to our friend Chef Louis DeAngelis. He's here. You're invited to spend some time with us now as we go into Chef Louis' kitchen. I think we ought to romanticize this somehow or other.
Need some music.
Chef Louis' kitchen. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and I are happy to have the chef with us each week at this time to go through his recipe, which is always posted at DougStephan.com. But he's also pretty clever about bringing other food news into the fore. But am I to understand that you have a recipe for pretzels?
Oh, yeah, and it's fantastic.
Oh. How can this take more than 30 seconds?
No, they're absolutely simple to make. You know, it's like making
fold.
A bagel. The difference between that and bread, just baking bread after you make your basic dough, is you boil it first for 2 minutes with a little baking powder in the water, and then you bake it. And they make a nice, soft pretzel, and they're fantastic. You dip them in butter.
There are
going
to be some. We do have to romanticize this somehow, Richie. There has to be a romantic way of us to take a look back at the history of pretzels and how they came to the United States.
I think
States.
Pretzels are pretty hot because they're all, like, intertwined with each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, they're all...
Think
wow.
about it. And then the way you eat it, I mean, you kind of rip into it. It's like a hand and mouth food. I don't know.
I have to confess, I've never been turned...
Romantic.
I don't like pretzels much.
It's not to like. It's
no.
bread and salt.
It's
right. The two of the four
let me tell you what's to like. Let me tell you what's to like.
Sugar and wine.
No, you
got to
get them hot.
Meal.
No.
And then you have to have the right mustard for dipping.
See? Again, it's very romantic. Get them hot, and you have to have the right mustard.
Yeah, that's right, for dipping.
That's Friday night at my house.
Well, you know, actually, pretzels are the second most bought snack in America. $180 million worth of sales per year. It's just behind potato chips and a little ahead of popcorn.
Really?
I mean, that's how popular they are. Yeah.
I would not have known that. Because, again, pretzels seem to be, well, although you go to the malls, you see those Annie. Who is it that does those pretzel Annie something or other? Is it
Annie's
pretzel?
Auntie Annie.
That's it. Right. Exactly. So it's got to be something to it. But it's just dough. Can you flavor the dough differently? How many different kinds? I've seen chocolate covered pretzels. You have salted the standard
covered
ones. Yogurt covered pretzels. But are the pretzels themselves always made the same? Does the dough have to be the same? I mean, there's not even any flavor to it. You got to add something to it in order to have a flavor. Right.
It's all in the topping. It's just like pizza. Pizza dough, it's just bread.
You
but
crap.
It's all in a topping.
Why are you here, Louis? Pretzels suck.
You know, that wasn't the point.
I can't believe we're actually talking about this stupid food.
I'm happy to have Louis here.
I can't imagine why anybody would listen to us right now talk about pretzels.
A little bit more about pretzels, because I obviously don't understand the value of these pretzels. But pretzels are a downer?
Let me tell you something. There are restaurants. Louis,
I don't think that was being that bad.
What's the beer restaurant, the national chain?
Gordon Biersch.
You go to Gordon Biersch, and they have a pretzel appetizer that is to die for.
Why?
And they give
what
you
is it
good
that mustard. What do they do to them? What am I missing? No, a regular, ordinary pretzel is terrible. So what do they do to these pretzels to make them better?
You're coming to L.A. next week. I'm taking you to Walmart.
Walmart. I'm going to eat pretzels at Walmart.
Right, we've got about 2 minutes left. Doug, it's like taking Italian bread and dipping it in olive oil with salt and pepper.
No. Italian bread, okay, with olive oil. Also Italian bread with garlic sauce or something like
that. They have garlic.
Or you could take a pretzel and do cinnamon sugar on it.
Oh, or honey covered the honey glazed pretzels.
Yeah, and they're really not a bad treat. They're not unhealthy for you, except for the salt. But you don't have that, a lot of salt.
You need to get out, man.
Who are you talking to, Louie or me?
You need to go to a ball game. You need to go to a baseball game and sit there on a 90-degree day.
Eat a hot dog and a pretzel.
Just eat a hot dog and a pretzel with
mustard. Wait a minute. Here's a creative thing. Can we have a soft pretzel?
You're not American. You're a communist.
Oh, stop it.
You are a communist.
Soft, Doug. You're thinking of hard pretzels in the store. These are soft pretzels.
Yeah. Can you have a soft pretzel and sort of wrap it around a hot dog? That's not our sausage.
So Louis, forget Doug. I want to make my own pretzels this weekend.
Oh, my God, Doug. Yes. They
Where
do
can we
pretzel
go to
dogs,
let's
and they
do
are
that.
The delicious
Next weekend, let's like Saturday, you and I will go somewhere.
I'm going to get you a pretzel dog.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that.
Well, should we just forget this conversation until then? Because it seems to be moot.
No, I don't. I want to help Louis along. His recipes, by the way.
You're doing a great job of that, by the way.
All right, so here's. Wait a minute, I'm looking now. I just actually
what
clicked on
recipes you have, Louis.
the recipe section, Chef Louis' recipes are prominently noted. Whether they are any good or not remains to be seen. But they're at DougStephan.com, right hand side, right underneath where the DougStephanTeam.com logo is. And we have in here Chef Louis' baked pretzel, the recipe for that. Also, what he had last week was the brisket recipe. There are all kinds of things in there that will help you enjoy life if you have a palate that needs to be exercised. And I guess that's what this is. You can do all kinds of things. But it really is just, it's like any kind of dough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a normal dough, a little more sugar in it.
Yeah.
But it's the boiling of it and the baking of it and the toppings. And just let your mind go wild when you do toppings. Anything you want on it.
I
want
to wrap a pretzel around a sausage. That's what
they do that.
Yeah, I want to kind of do that. Yeah, I've seen that. Matter of fact, I'm being serious. Last Saturday, I walked around the farmer's market in Dublin, and I, with a couple of people that I was with, stopped at a place that was doing pretzels and crepes at the same place. And so the pretzels were filled with what they have. The Irish sausage is different than our sausage. They had a sausage sort of sandwich made out of the pretzel.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
Victoria Jones, with whom I was eating one of them, and she was very unkind. She didn't offer me a bite of it, but you could see my mouth was watering, and she still didn't offer me any. So there are a lot of different ways that you can do things, and it's kind of clever, and Louis cleverly posted it. This week's recipes are from Chef Louis at DougStephan.com.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order for Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
800-510-8255, 16 to change before the hour. It's the Good Day Weekend program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here, and I'm looking at some of the information this week. Food news, salmonella in peanut butter. And even Trader Joe's, which is a good outfit, had this stuff, Louis.
The sad thing is the first person and the last person we look at is the retailer, where we bought it from, whence it came. And they didn't make it. It's not their fault. And it's always a faulty production guy that did it. And that's the sad part about it. And you got to look at peanuts. Peanuts are a ground plant. You know, anything that happens like this, it always comes from the ground. There's salmonella in the ground. There's botulism in the ground everywhere you turn. So in production, it has to be taken care of.
So this circumstance, I mean, you think about some of the other food recalls. We've had lots of them lately, and you and I know that they get tied to the FDA or the USDA say that it's bad business on the farms, but it isn't. It's in the processing.
Yes.
9 times out of 10, you know, sometimes there have been things that have been sprayed on the ground that weren't good. In the case of those melons earlier this year, and the spinach and the lettuce, that stuff was inappropriate and wasn't cleaned. One of the other things that people don't know know necessarily is that the packaged lettuce, anything that's packaged and not open, is usually suspect. Right? I mean, you go to the, if you're going to the supermarket or you're going to your greengrocer or you're going to the farm, you get the stuff, it's open, you wash it, you eat it. With the stuff that's in those plastic bags, it may be convenient, but you don't know what's been cooking in there because it's been sealed. You know, that stuff sometimes is a week or two old when you get it.
Yeah, and besides that, you know, it just really gets me aggravated. You buy a bag of onions, and I'm sure this has happened to you, and onions are on sale for $2.99 for a 3-pound bag, so you say, oh, this is a great deal. You take it home, and half the onions, because you can't inspect them in the bag, you can't open the bag, half of them are bad. As you slice them up, and they're black all throughout, or they're mushy, and they get away with murder, and there's so many bacteria that grow in the absence of air. But what you were saying about production, it's all production, Doug. It's not the, it's so rare it is, the farmer. A couple of weeks ago, I gave a recipe for bacon. Now, if you notice, when I make bacon, I do not use pink salt. Pink salt is salt dyed pink so that you know it's different from table salt because it has 6.25% nitrate in it. And the reason why all these canners and all these people tell you when you make processed meats at home is to use pink salt is so that you don't get botulism growing on your meats.
So it's a preservative. It's a preservative. Yeah.
But I've never used it.
Really?
I've never gotten sick because when I take my pork belly, I use good kosher salt, a lot of it, brown sugar, any of the flavorings I want.
All right, so let's extend that one more level up the food chain. Sugar, white sugar, is the same as what you're talking about in terms of the red salt, the pink salt. It has the original, the sugar that you would get and use that is closest to the cane is brown, is it not?
Yeah.
And heavier, chunkier than the white stuff.
Turbinado sugar, brown sugar.
Yeah.
You know, which is turbinado that's been crushed.
Yeah.
And it's a preservative.
Yeah. So why do you suppose, is it just that Domino and the other people that refine the sugar down more thoroughly spend more money advertising? Because I know, and you know, that a lot of young people, a lot of people think that the state of sugar in its natural form is the white stuff that comes out of the box and couldn't be further from the truth.
That's the most processed of them all.
Yeah, right.
Now, but if you look at production of any of the meats that are like, you know, bacon or processed cutlets, they sell them as smoked pork cutlets. These are things that if it's maintained at 38 degrees or less, okay, or lower,
mm-hmm.
you have your salt and your brown sugar on it. You wrap it up, put it back in the fridge. It's not going to have a chance of getting a bacteria growing on it. It's just not going to happen. You don't need the nitrates. But in the real world, okay, in production, sometimes the meats sit out for half a day as they get to it, as they work it. So rather than to just be careful, they throw caution to the wind, they say, and they throw all kind, and they throw nitrates on it so it can sit out for half a day.
It's the old read the label. Understand what you're putting in your body. It's the same as I say when we're talking health. You want to know what's going on in your body. It's your responsibility to know what's going on in your body. And it's your responsibility to know what you're putting in your body. And if you don't get that, then you're a lost cause. You got to wake up to the fact it's not somebody else's responsibility to know what's going on with you. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. In a moment, should we freeze those leftovers? Chef Louis is the cooking expert. Check out the hello, what's the matter with my mouth? The recipes that we have posted based on the conversation earlier in this half hour at DougStephan.com. Now I would like you to think about your teeth for a moment. Teeth whitening toothpaste. We were talking about toothpaste earlier on and how they are really, really not good for you. Are yellow teeth caused by drinking too much coffee or tea? In many instances, the teeth look the way they are because of what you've eaten or how, if you're a smoker, that kind of stuff, how you have lived during your life. And when you think of whitening those teeth, do you think of strips and trays? A lot of people use those. Not a good idea when you consider that there is something else that is much better that's on the market right now, and it's based on a patented vegetable sort of detergent. It's a cleanser, probably more than a detergent, which actually removes the stains off your teeth. You put this on, it's called a power swab. Put it on your teeth, 2 minutes, works in 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays. and there's nothing in your mouth that's an aftertaste. Swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth will be whiter in five. Check it out by dialing 800-865-7602. You get a risk-free supply of power swabs to clean up your teeth. 800-865-7602. While you're thinking about it, I want you to give them a call right now. Think about trying power swabs to whiten your teeth. 800-865-7602.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day Weekend program with Chef Louis DeAngelis. And the question has come from a listener about whether or not this lady should freeze leftovers. Chef Louis is an eminent, well-qualified, and sort of a rescuer chef. He goes around to restaurants in the southeastern part of our country, examines recipes, tries to make them better, helps them with the kinds of things they should be thinking of in their restaurant, and he'd like to help you out as well. You find his recipes at DougSteffen.com, right-hand side of the homepage under where you see the Doug Steffen Team logo, DougSteffenTeam.com. All right, so, Louis, when somebody asks you, maybe the best question here is, what do you do with leftovers? You got a big party, a lot of things that have been not eaten, leftover. Does it make a difference? Can you freeze them, and will they last longer?
Well, there's two parts to this answer, Doug. Number one, can you freeze leftovers? That's what TV dinners are.
Uh-huh.
They're frozen leftovers.
Are they really?
They're a big factory. Somebody cooks it first. All the items are cooked. They're put into little packages, and they're frozen.
Basically,
they're a frozen leftover.
So there's the
answer for the safe quality of your food. Can you do it? But you have to make sure, okay, certain foods, hot foods, stay hot. Cold foods, stay cold. It's the 40-degree law, okay? If let's say you had chicken, all right, make sure that it's not been sitting out long enough where it became cold. Because now, if you freeze it, all you do is stop certain bacteria. You don't kill them. And then once you defrost it and start cooking it again, And a big problem is a lot of people put it in the microwave. This bacteria flourishes like that when it comes back, when you defrost it. So if it's a hot food that you want to freeze, make sure that you take it. Don't let it sit around. If it's hot, you know, make sure it's still warm. It's still got temperature to it, over 80 to 120 degrees. Then you can bag it, take the air out of it, and then freeze it. And if it's a cold food, okay, your steak's there. Make sure it stayed cold. Make sure it didn't get up to room temperature first, especially with, like, shrimp, say, shrimp cocktail or something. Shrimp freeze very well. But if they got the room temperature, you're going to start getting bacteria on them.
Mm-hmm.
All you're doing is preserving the shrimp as well as
with the bacteria. Right. That's just something I can, there's a lesson learned on the farm as far as our dairy products are concerned. When the milk comes out of the cow, it's about 101 degrees because that's the body temperature of the cow. But we cool it down quickly using plates, and then it goes into the tank at about 50-something degrees. This is all within a minute and a half of having come out of the cow. It goes through the process, gets into the tank, and within 14-15 minutes, it's down to 36, 34 degrees, which is where we keep it until it's used for the raw milk. We bottle it, or it's picked up to go to the pasteurization plant. So,
right.
If we don't do that quickly, we've had problems. Let's say the milk tank goes down for a while. There's a problem with a paddle inside. The milk doesn't get moved around. Something happens within an hour. That milk can be lost. If it gets above 40 degrees, 42, 44, done, finished. If
yeah.
you cook it fast, use it for something else, that's okay. But as far as its use as milk, an hour at 40 degrees or higher, forget it. And then,
yeah. Well, same with regular crops, too.
Right.
So that's why they have coolers. A good producer will have coolers right out in the field.
Yeah.
Because when you pick it, it's the ambient temperature of the air around it. You know, it's the ambient temperature of the day. But it has to be cooled real fast, because especially if it's a ground plant, you know, because ground plants will pick up different bacteria that's naturally occurring in the ground. Not all of them are bad. You know, some bacteria is good bacteria, but there are a few bad ones that you do not want on your food. So to inhibit that growth goes right into the cooler. But that's basically the rule of thumb. If it's a hot food, keep it hot until you freeze it. If it's a cold food, make sure it stays cold.
That sounds like expert advice from the expert, Chef Louis DeAngelis. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of that book from David Pollack, 101 Homemade Beauty Recipes, free to all listeners, why not? I always love, we talk about some of these things that we have, products that are free to get you started. Why wouldn't you want to have a book that was available that helps you? I mean, that, pretty convincing stuff there. So we'll have David back again. 101 Homemade Beauty Recipes. Go to justaskdavid.com/Doug. Justaskdavid.com. The promo code is D-O-U-G, Doug, for 101 Homemade Beauty Recipes. Chef Louis DeAngelis and his recipe for great and interesting foods can be found at DougStephan.com as well. Hi, Chef Louis. We'll visit again hopefully next week. And in the meantime, it looks to me like the clock has ticked us around at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.